Hello and welcome to the fresh new Deep Resilience podcast. After a really wonderful season of this podcast, which was formally named the Mentally Stronger podcast, a podcast that grew really fast in popularity and entered into the top 5% of all podcasts globally, and I got so much positive feedback. So I am just beyond delighted to be here reconnecting with you all again and ready for a really big year of sharing really great stuff with you this year. I have a book coming out. I have some really special new changes to my offerings that's going to become available. And I don't think I have ever in my life had a year of business that I was so excited about. I am so excited to share everything with you this year. But I want to start off by telling you the story of why the change to the podcast name from Mentally Stronger to the Deep Resilience podcast. So I want to start with a little bit of a backstory here. About 7 years ago, after teaching mindfulness and mental resilience for over a decade and having a very successful career, becoming somewhat of a person of influence in the mental fitness industry, if you will, and having a pretty golden period of life, really, I went through an extremely dark and difficult period of my life that changed my perspective on what it means and what it takes to truly have inner strength. It all started one day with a phone call. And the phone call was informing me that a close loved one had died. The very next day, another loved one died. And then soon after that, I went through a divorce after 2 decades of being with my partner at the time. Now, I was struggling at this point, as anybody would be. It doesn't matter what tools you have in this world. Painful things are still painful. Difficult things are still difficult. You just have a little bit more resources, right, to handle things. But soon after this, while I was still in the throes of dealing with all of that, I got another phone call. Another loved one had passed away. And then I went through a very painful and messy conflict with a person who was really close to me that really affected my social life in my small town that I live. And it may not sound like much, but it was actually more difficult for me at the time than even my divorce was, to give you a kind of gauge on how painful that was. And this all happened in a fairly short space of time while I was running a startup company called mindfulness.com, which was very, very demanding. And so I was giving it everything I had. I've always been a really energetic person. I've always had a lot of mental and kind of physical capacity. So I was giving that everything I had, but that meant that I was expending a lot of energy. So each one of these hits took a little bit more energy of me. And I just ended up feeling like I was not doing well in the face of all of this at once. So I started to actually develop physical and mental symptoms at this time that became more and more debilitating and developed into a kind of mysterious chronic illness. Eventually, my body just broke down. Now, during all of the adversity that I was going through, the one thing that kept me inspired and uplifted and, you know, just kind of in flow was being able to serve. I've always loved what I do for work. I don't even really feel like it's work. It's just my calling and I love it. And so through everything that was happening, I was still serving. My life was still infused with a sense of purpose and a contribution. I'm making a difference in the world, but I literally had to call into work one day and it's like, I cannot even function now. So I had to take time off work and I had no idea whether I'd ever be able to go back. And now even my ability to make a difference to others was taken away from me. So my mind became more foggy, my body became more weak, and my resources to be able to deal with everything just became more and more depleted. Now, I've endured a lot in my life, like many people in this world. If you know my story, I had trauma in my childhood, and not the easiest childhood. But the pain of anything that came before this period in my life was meager compared to this. And now I had been using every single mental strengths tool that I had in the bag during this time, and they helped amazingly. You know, I got a lot of relief. I got a lot of grounding through these practices. But what I noticed is that they weren't quite enough to stave off the burnout and the eventual kind of breakdown that I went through. I cannot even begin to tell you what an incredibly humbling experience this was. And simultaneously, incredibly insightful. It gave me so much more compassion and understanding of what my clients had been going through over the years. The deep exhaustion, the overwhelming pain, the fear, the uncertainty. And, you know, it kind of feels like you're just getting hit, like you're in the ocean, you're in the deep ocean, you're getting hit by these huge waves, and you can swim and you can swim, but it gets really exhausting. And I watched as my mind continuously kind of tipped into these unhelpful patterns. And I felt the results of that, the increase in suffering, the increase in feelings of overwhelm or hopelessness or stress. And I watched when I tipped into unhelpful reactions to my emotions, and I was observing what was happening to me as I tipped into different ways of coping and noticed the effects on my body, mind, and life. And now what ended up happening here is I ended up starting to get really curious. I was like, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to be in this position and seeing what works and what doesn't. So I really started to deconstruct and analyze my own experience of what was helping, what was harming, what was missing for me, what drained me, what lifted me, what made me stronger, what was depleting me. And I compared it with the cutting edge research on resilience. I interviewed people who I knew had overcome incredible adversity and were inspiring examples to me. I also got data from people about what hadn't worked for them. And through a lot of self-experimentation and interviewing and researching, I kept searching through, and finally I managed to find the missing pieces. I already had a curiosity about how this population in the world was underserved. I knew this even before I went through this myself. I already had a curiosity about that, and I'd already been trying to build tools. What I knew to be true is that when you're going through the hardest days of your life, you need a really robust framework for inner strength. But I really felt like something was missing from the way that we were teaching. And so during this time, I had a realization that totally changed my own life. So what I realized is that there was something missing from the mainstream way that resilience was being taught. There were two approaches out there. One is relying on the very well-known evidence-based resilient mindset techniques that are very, very effective in many ways, but overlooking something critical, in my opinion. Because if you focus too much on trying to just cultivate psychological flexibility, changing your thought patterns, you know, trying to shift your emotions, that's really, really wonderful and can be so helpful. However, it's overlooking our deepest source of inner strength as human beings, awareness itself. I'm from mindfulness stock. I knew that the most profound source of strength that we human beings have is connection with our deepest nature, with the awareness that's there just underneath all of the thoughts, all of the emotions. So that's one school of thought, was to work with the mind and emotions in this way, but overlook awareness. And the other approach is just the pure mindfulness approach. But I found that that wasn't enough either. because, you know, even though I could surrender into awareness and allow this deeper wisdom and strength to emerge, you know, you can let go of everything and rest in this deeper place within myself. And that was helpful. I could drink from that nectar. I could drink from that well. But what I found is that it wasn't integrated enough with the other resilience techniques. So if you're not able to regulate your thoughts and emotions in really skillful ways, then mindfulness, it just isn't enough of a robust framework to kind of get you all the way through, especially if you don't have already a strong mindfulness practice behind you. Because if you don't already have a strong mindfulness practice, if you don't have a strong mindfulness muscle, you're just going to get caught up again and again in all these really unhelpful emotional and mental turmoil. So I was swinging back and forth between these modalities, but not really finding solid ground. But I began to figure out how to integrate both of these modalities into one four-step framework that I call the Deep Resilience Method. And when I started to practice this for myself, this framework, what I found is that you drop into what I would say is a higher or a deeper inner strength than I've ever experienced before. Deep resilience is a state of mental, emotional, and spiritual integration and strength. So in deep resilience, you're able to manage your thoughts in skillful ways, regulate your emotions in healthy and helpful ways, and also connect to and act from awareness, taking actions that are aligned with your values, even when it's really difficult to do so. So one of the reasons I wanted to change the podcast name from Mentally Stronger to Deep Resilience Podcast is because it's a more accurate description of what I truly believe these days inner strength is. It's a better description of what I have to offer you and share with you. There is a deeper form of inner strength that's not just mental strength, it's mental, emotional, and spiritual strength. It's a whole person approach to what it means for us as humans to stay strong in the face of adversity. And just to be self-actualized as we go about daily life, as in, you know, we're not held back or weighed down by the patterns that are no longer serving us. We're able to be the best version of ourselves and the truest and most authentic version of ourselves as well, right? But also, we human beings have a much higher capacity for intelligence and intelligence that we call wisdom. So by tapping into our deeper nature and that power, that wisdom, that wholeness within us, and then letting that deeper source of unshakable and ever available strength flow through you, we become a much more authentic and powerful version of ourselves. And I'm aware this is a longer episode of this podcast. This is worthwhile though to kind of set up the season ahead. Most of the episodes will be a little shorter than this, but I wanted to kind of offer you a new way of looking at who we are as human beings and how this all relates to this deeper source of strength. So most of us don't really think too much about who we are. We think of ourselves as just, you know, I'm Ellie O'Brien. You know, our names, our roles, we are separate individuals moving about in the world. But I invite you to take a second look at who you are and who we really are as human beings. I'm just going to invite you today to try on a different paradigm of human nature. Deep resilience kind of really asserts that human beings are not just one isolated individual disconnected from the world. Rather, each of us is like a living system made up of different parts. And, you know, you've heard of this system before, body, mind, and spirit, or in the way that I would say it is body, mind, and awareness. And sometimes I call awareness the core self in my book and in my teachings. But each of these systems, each of these parts of the system, rather, have their own kind of intelligence. The organism called your body has its own innate intelligence. It beats your heart, it digests your food, it does all these incredible functions below the radar of your conscious awareness all the time. It has its own intelligence. The mind has its own intelligence. It's good at logic and planning, setting goals and remembering the past and taking in information, regurgitating information. The mind has its own intelligence that we'll explore more in this podcast, in this season. But we've talked a lot about mental, emotional intelligence in the podcast so far. So today I just want to talk a little bit about the value of awareness, and we'll maybe unpack this more in another episode. So I'll just do a light touch today. One of the assumptions of the deep resilience method is that every single human being has a deeper self than just the content of the conditioned mind. There's something deeper in us than just the mind and the body. And this deeper self is inherent within each one of us and can be viewed as our true nature or our seat of consciousness. It's a place of deeper inner knowing. Some see it as our spirit or spiritual aspect, but it's the part of you that remains constant. No matter what's going on in the conditioned mind, your emotions or the world, your core self is always the same. And of course, this is not something original that I've come up with. On the contrary, every one of the major wisdom traditions has their own way of communicating this. Some call it true self, higher self. In Buddhism, it's your Buddha nature. In yoga, it's the self with a capital S, or Atman. In my work, I often just call it awareness or the core self. Whatever name you want to give this aspect of our humanity, what if we can find a way to tap into this incredible wellspring of calm, of clarity, of love, of wisdom immediately in difficult times? And what would it be like if you could let go of living from fear, from stress, from anxiety, from greed, from scarcity, from hostility and pessimism and shame, and access and act from this deeper place within yourself? What would it look like if, in the midst of everything, what you said and what you did could be motivated by this inner strength? The way you have this difficult conversation, the big decision you need to make, the challenge you're facing, the shifts you need to make in your life, the way you conduct yourself at work and at home. What if through all of that, you could be unshakable in your ability to just quickly access this kind of strength? Now, this may sound like a far-off reality, but in my work with clients over the years and in my own direct experience, I've seen again and again that this kind of strength is, in fact, immediately available once we know the method to access it. We don't have to create it or conjure it up because it's always there. It never leaves us. We just need to have a way to access that kind of strength in any moment of our lives. So I've worked with many people who've come to me after their lives have totally fallen apart. Diagnosis of a serious illness, collapse of a business, loss of reputation, death of a loved one, end of a relationship. And they're often feeling so vulnerable, so lost, in turmoil, overwhelmed by suffering and distress. I know the territory. I've been there. But when I'm able to help them to regulate their emotions and their thoughts in healthy and skillful ways, so that the patterns that have been dominating their lives that were unhelpful are regulated and we stop them from regaining dominance, then I can really help them to access their core self and that real sense of wholeness and strength that's innate to it. And from that place, we begin to live. The way you treat yourself, the way you treat others, the way you perceive and interact with the world, the choices you make, everything can begin to shift. Connected to that deeper awareness, people often find that the feelings of fear, the overwhelm, the hopelessness naturally begins to fade into the background. And they just, in the foreground, there's more of a sense of ease, confident, They're often also suddenly clear about what's needed in their lives, where it was confusion before, now there's a sense of clarity. As I'm saying this, you probably can relate to moments in your life where you've tapped into this way of being, yeah? People often find when they're tapped into this way of being that compassion and care and strength and wisdom become just a natural response to their situation. They often have a higher perspective on what's going on, and they can draw important lessons and insights from what they're going through that help them to heal and grow and even awaken spiritually. And many people find themselves going through really powerful inner transformations, finding deeper meaning in their lives, reassessing their priorities, shifting into a more balanced way of living that's actually much more authentic to who they are. This is especially true with, I find, a lot of people who go through burnout or a big breakdown. Suddenly they just have these realizations, oh, that's not really authentic that way I was living. So here we are together in the beginning of a new season here on this podcast. And, you know, there's an invitation here, I guess, to drop into a new depth and richness on this journey of becoming stronger together. So what I've found to be true is that most mainstream resilience techniques are lacking in a way of integrating mental, emotional, and spiritual strength. So in this podcast, I'm going to be now expanding the horizons and definitions and talking about a new kind of inner strength that I believe the world and each one of us needs more than ever. We are at a unique time as a species. The challenges before us are formidable and growing, but so are the opportunities for change. And I believe there's no power greater on this earth than the power of the human spirit unlocked, a power that can help us rise not only to our individual challenges, but our collective ones too. And so by practicing deep resilience together, we not only make our own quality of life significantly better, but we can become more and more a force for good, sanity, and wisdom in this crazy world, in this crazy time. So I so look forward, my friends, to developing deep resilience alongside you. And I'm certainly still learning on this journey. I am not perfect. I stumble and fall all the time on this journey, but I am 100% committed to the path of deep resilience. And my invitation for us for this first week of this fresh new podcast is to just make an intention to try to experiment with what it might mean to be more self-led, to be led by this deeper kind of wisdom in you. Experimenting with what it might be like to take a pause and become present in those moments when you need to make a decision or take an action. And when a big challenge comes, especially just taking a deep breath in and making an intention to respond from wisdom instead of reacting. So let's practice that together for the week ahead. And I wish you well in your practice, and I look forward to being with you again on the next episode of the Deep Resilience Podcast. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free deep resilience care package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.